Okay, so say you're a company with a product to sell. How do you get people who don't want to spend money to open their wallets, especially if you don't have as much money to spend on marketing? Maybe you'd try something like this.
Spend $200 on a new camera in these times? No way. Miss these years? Really, no way.
The inherent value of a Range Rover Sport easily handles the ups and downs of sand, mud, and the economy.
Grands, at only 25 cents a biscuit, you'll find any excuse to eat in.
Well, we don't need any excuse to take a look inside the ad business. Mark Fleischhacker is a managing director with Ogilvy Consulting, part of the Madison Avenue ad giant with a few clients you might have heard of, IBM, British Airways, Sears. Mark Fleischhacker has been developing new marketing strategies for the recession, and he joins us from our New York studios. Hi there.
Good afternoon.
For months, companies have acknowledged the recession in their advertising, and the ads that we just heard all aired yesterday. So there's a definite theme.
The theme is about price, and frankly, that's the one driver for anybody to spend money on when it comes to discretionary spending.
We've heard a lot about Starbucks trying to combat its image as the $4 cup of coffee company. And one of the things it's fighting back with is the discount breakfast and coffee deal, among other things. But I was wondering, is there a danger of going too far in a way that sort of cheapens or takes the mystique off the brand?
I think the danger lies if you only talk about price and don't talk about what I like to call the other part of value or values. And that's not just about price. That's about what you believe in as a company, whether it be the quality of products or services you provide.
What kind of messages can we expect as long as the recession lasts?
We will see more and more messages talking about this duality of values. Recently, one of our clients that makes Ragu spaghetti sauce, they used to say, you put natural things into what you made, so do we. That was pre-recession. Now they're saying, the perfect meal when your family is growing and the economy is shrinking. Both of these advertisements, print advertisements, are about family and show a nice big picture of Ragu spaghetti sauce. So what's changed is all of a sudden now we're talking about your family. Family's become the code word for more than one. It's not just about you. It's about you and your family. It's about good price across a number of people. And your family is growing, the economy is shrinking, and Ragu's there to help you.
What about where companies are spending their marketing dollars now? Where are they spending them?
With technology today, we're able to understand at an individual level of a zip code whether that specific area in a community is hurting more or less. And so in determining whether you're buying print advertising, whether you're buying television advertising, or even more surgically where you're placing your online and internet advertising, you go into those areas where there's still a capacity to purchase your products. So targeting is everything.
Assuming we recover from this recession, and let's assume this.
Please.
Do you see companies moving back to their old strategies, or do you think this kind of direct targeting is going to be a permanent change?
We don't live in a black and white world, but I do believe it will be, for the most part, a permanent change. And frankly, if this recession hadn't occurred, we as marketers might have had to invent it. No, we didn't. We're not taking responsibility for the recession. But the point is, we all owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the shareholders of our client companies to be far more measurable and to be far more rigorous in the way we apply math to marketing. So the world forced now by recession will not go back to what it was, which was not measurable enough.
Mark Fleischhacker is with the North American office of Ogilvy Consulting, a division of Ogilvy and Mather, and he joined us from our New York studios. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your time.